Blog Talk Radio.
To the Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter. I am going to start out tonight, if I can. It looks like I'm having, again, a few problems with the audio. Tonight, we're listening to the sounds of Lionel Richie and the Commodores, and we would like to, so much to tell you about the Commodores, but I want to say real quick, I want to give a quick shout out to a very, very, very good friend of mine, Nina Rawls, the wife of the great late Lou Rawls, who Nina has a most amazing show coming out. It's a docuseries called Finding Nina. I'm sorry, Nina. I can't talk. I'm so choked up about this today. Finding Nina is going to be coming to you guys soon. And I'm one of the producers, so stay tuned for that. I am trying to get some music to play now, which it seems that I'm having a bit of a problem. I don't know what.
Every night and every day, my heart feels the pain. I wake up to the thought of you, and I call your name. No one ever made me feel the way you do. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. But now I've got to let go. We don't stand a chance in this wild romance, my tender heart. Maybe it's wiser to walk in this wild romance. Oh, it hurts so bad knowing that I'm not the one you want. I can't hold on to my tender heart. I never thought I'd be the one who would play the fool, but I know so good and can be so cruel. It's clear to me the writing is on the wall. It's clear to me that you don't really love me at all. And I can't go on this way. We don't stand a chance in this wild romance, my tender heart. Maybe it's wiser to walk away and love again with my tender heart. We don't stand a chance in this wild romance. Oh, it hurts so bad knowing
Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight, I'm going to attempt to play the music of the Commodores and Lionel Richie. But as you know, the last couple times they sorted out this new problem with the audio, and they haven't yet. I cannot believe it. You know, I am trying to play music, and it's not playing.
Looking back, I can see the things I should have done, could have done. I see so much of my life I let go back. But when you're young, all you know how to do is run. You can play tricks sometimes, you know. You think you got everything when you got nothing at all. The only way you know where you're going, you gotta take a fall, you've got to lose it all. I've been through love, I've been through some pain, I know.
I'm coming home.
Changes in my life,
I'm coming home.
Now I know. Looking back, I hear my family calling me. All my friends and loves I let go back. They wanted me to stay, but I was on a journey. There are so many faces, there are so many stories I know. But when I opened my eyes, I had to realize there's only one place to go. This time I'm sure. I've been through love.
I'm coming home.
I've been through some pain, I know.
I'm coming home.
Changes in my life.
I'm coming home.
Now I know. One thing left to do. This time I'm gonna get it right. I've been through love.
I'm coming home.
I've been through some pain, I know.
I'm coming home.
Changes in my life.
I'm coming home.
Now I know.
I'm coming home.
Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter. This is where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight, we're trying to play the music of the Commodores, and as you guys probably know, I'm beginning to become very frustrated with Blog Talk Radio. But one of my favorite songs.
Show me a mountain. And all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people. Then there'd be no more wishing to do.
Oh, 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 oh,
sweet, sweet
love. Oh, oh, oh,
well, well, sweet, sweet love.
Listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. You guys, tonight, we are trying, I'm playing the music of the Commodores and Lionel Richie, Commodores featuring Lionel Richie. I can't even talk because I'm so frustrated. Well, if you guys know anything about the Commodores, all these guys are from a place called Tuskegee, Alabama. They all went to Tuskegee Institute, where Lionel Richie grew up. He played on the campus of Tuskegee, ended up going there because, you know, he lived right across the street from the president of Tuskegee, so he ended up going there. So that's where they all came together and formed a group. And He didn't start out as a lead singer. The first original lead singer of the Commodores was a guy by the name of James Ingram, if any of you guys knew that. So tonight I'm going to try to play some of the Commodores and Lionel Richie. But I want to tell you, you know how you grow up and certain bands or certain music becomes part of your life. And I got to tell you, as I, you know, think back today and talking to good friends, that the Commodores played a very instrumental part of me growing up. You think about certain songs, you know, we grow up, we always want to think about the good times. But, you know, as I sit here and I played the Commodores today, it made me think about from the age of 13 on where, you know, all the trials and tribulations of growing up and the music, I could think back because I keep a journal of, I've kept a journal since August 21st, 1976. And that's when my dad died on my 15th birthday. And we just heard the song called Sweet Love. And that was my dad's favorite song other than Lou Rawls. So as I look back and I'm thinking from that time on, I've always, every Commodore song or every Lionel Richie song played a very instrumental part in my life, good or bad, you know. So most people always want to think about the good memories. But you know what? You grow up, you got to have some bad memories. So I'm going to keep trying to play some music if I can. It doesn't look like I'm having any luck here, but let's see what happens. I can't even, let me see what happens here. Just stick with me, gang. I'm trying to see. Let me try this one. But as I tell you guys, let me see, here we go. Come on. I can't play any music. Because what happens in the studio is that we got a new board, as a new studio, as we call it. And it's a state-of-the-art, supposedly. And we ran all kind of tests on it today. And it's still not working. Very few songs can work. Very few songs are working. As you heard, like three songs in the Lionel Richie category. I'm trying to play Three Times a Lady, and I can't. Yes, I can.
Thanks for the time that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now something I must say out loud. You won't, twice, three times later, and I you want twice, three times later, and I love you. I love you. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
you once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. I love you.
That was Three Times a Lady by the Commodores, featuring Lionel Richie. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Now, guys, I want to give a quick shout to some new listeners. Lynn out in Liverpool, she wanted me to play Three Times a Lady. So what's up, Lynn, new listener? Liz, I know she's a new listener, too. But guys, I am trying to get it right here. I don't think I'm getting it right. It's just not working. But if you guys want to talk to me, call me at 424-757-1423, and we can talk while I try to play some music. It doesn't seem like I'm going to be able to play any music, as you guys can see me starting to play, and it keeps cutting off. You talk about frustration. I'm a little bit frustrated. I was going to wait to announce this. If this doesn't work, I'm going to announce it right now. Here it is. After today, I probably won't be on Blog Talk Radio anymore because I am so close to launching my own radio station, G Radio New York City, which would be my own station and not me being on someone else's station. I've lined up Several sponsors for my radio station. It's going to be a big deal, I think. It's going to be internet, and we're going to do some tests probably in the next couple weeks. So I'm going to be off the air probably for like a week or so, but I will definitely keep everybody posted on what's going on. But I don't think I'm being able to play any more Commodores. Let me see, what else do I have here? Let me try this one.
Person who you want to love the whole life through.
To the Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lather. That was The One You Run To by a group I used to manage back in the day called the Bone Shakers. So guess what, guys? I am so happy. You guys are showing me mad love, great love for dealing with my little hiccups that I have here in the studio. I'm going to keep this going. If you guys want to talk to me, call me at 424-757-1426.
can take a woman or leave her alone. Temporary lovers come and go. You're the only woman that I've ever known who's got me losing control.
Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter. I have a phone call. G Radio, New York City. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Hello? Anyway, I think that was Nina calling me. You're listening to The Quiet Storm. And I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City. Tonight, after the show, I'm definitely going to need a drink, for real, because everything is going so wrong here. Tonight, we're supposed to be playing the music of Lionel Richie and the Commodores, and I'm not getting – let me try something else right here, just in case. If you guys want to talk to me, call me at 424-757-1423. Let me see if this one will work. Nope. Let me see if this one will work. I'm just pushing buttons here, and nothing's happening. Think this is what I get from Blog Talk Radio. Can you believe? Let me see here. Let me see if I can play a Seal song. Yes, I can.
I'm not afraid. I want your love. I want to change. You need me.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And I think I have a caller on the line. G Radio, New York City.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello there, my dear friend. How are you?
I'm calling to save you. What's going on there in the studio?
Oh, my God, Nina. They just launched this new studio, and, oh, my God, this is the second time I'm having mad issues. They said it was straightened out today, and I could see I'm getting calls from everybody, all my fellow DJs from that's on here. Man, are you having problems? I'm like, absolutely. Callers.
Wow, well, I thought
right
I'd
now,
call in
I
and
feel,
try and save you, at least give you something to talk about while
yes.
you figure it out.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell my callers on the phone, all my listeners, on the phone right now I have the great Nina Ross. She is the wife of the great late Lou Ross. Nina, welcome.
Hello.
Oh, good talking
so
to you today. It is true. You know, you're one of my greatest friends. Nina, I cannot begin to tell my listeners about Finding Nina.
Well, I mean,
the new docuseries.
I don't know that we've determined that that would be the title, but it is. It's.
I love it, though. I love it.
Everyone's going to. It's a difficult thing to do and a difficult process to go through, but I think a lot of people will identify. And, you know, when you're in search of who you are and what you're meant to do in life, then I think a lot of people can identify and will really enjoy it.
Right. I'm looking forward to being a part of this in a big way. Right now, Nina, I have 4,750 listeners in three countries. So that's not too bad for Friday night.
Well, hello to everyone out there.
Guys, I got Nina on the phone. I don't have a chat room open because I was going to dedicate this show to you. And I can't now because I can't play any music. I can't play any Lionel Richie, and I love Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I grew up listening to Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
They are
so,
the best. Lionel's
they
amazing.
Are.
I don't know. He's amazing. Their music and the voices, good stuff back then.
Yeah, it was. Hey, tell everybody what's the latest on what's going on with the Lou project. You want to tell people, you know, we're still doing the Lou project. Tell everybody everything that you're doing, because you know Nina is just a woman on the move, guys. You know, you guys think I'm on the move? Nah. Nina
Please,
Ross
I have
is
a,
definitely.
I have an easier shot of getting President Obama on the line than I do you half the time. So I don't want to hear it.
No, Nina, come on, Nina. I left your message yesterday. So yesterday, this morning actually.
No, someone got a message from you and wondering who the heck is leaving the message, because it certainly didn't get to me. So.
I'm sorry. But tell us what's going on. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, the most recent thing that we have coming up next week, Saturday, July 9th, in actually Akron, Ohio, where I was born and raised. I'm sure your listeners are all familiar with the Soapbox Derby, but the national headquarters and the national hill is in Akron, Ohio. And it was in danger of being shut down due to, you know, economy, and it, a loan was owed. And so Corbin Burnson from, you know, L.A. Law and
L.A. Law, right. He's done a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah, and he did Major League out of Cleveland. Right. He wrote a script, and he's starring in it, and it's an amazing movie called 25 Hill. We filmed most of it in Akron, Ohio, in my native town, and then used my old high school in parts of the scenes, and actually succeeded in saving the Derby, which was great for Akron and for, you know, every Soapbox Derby lover in the world. So the premiere of the film, you can go to 25hill.com. There's an amazing message to this, you know, story in the movie. It's heart-wrenching. It's reality. It's what we face every day in our society. And it's a great movie. So 25hill.com, you can watch the trailer, but the premiere is next Saturday in Akron. I'm looking forward to flying back.
Yay! But Nina, you didn't tell people you're in it. You're
well,
in
no,
it. You didn't say that.
No, this one I'm not in. Well, yes, I am in it.
Oh,
actually,
not,
I am in
yeah,
it.
You're in this. You're in
I
this.
I am in this one, but I'm an investor and part of the, you know, part of creating the film. So
right.
But there is a
right.
small part in it. I play myself, which is, it was a stretch. I really had to rehearse for that. But it's, yeah, so I am in it. It'll be fleeting. But, yes, that premiere is, and we're thrilled about it. So if anybody's
okay.
in the area, please come on into Akron and enjoy the premiere. It'll be great. But then it'll air
right.
nationwide, I think, the following week. So.
Oh, cool. And what else? You got something else happening. Come on. Come
I just
on.
Don't know what direction you're trying to take me in this. I don't know what's, you know, Lou's movie, of course. That's
right.
That's in the works, and a new CD we're working on with Kenny Gamble of never released material, so that's coming out.
Oh, good! I can't wait for
yeah.
that. That's going to be awesome. Never
yeah,
released, meaning that no one has it.
It's music that no one's ever heard him sing either. So this is stuff that had been shelved, and nobody's ever heard
me
do.
It.
So
but
I have.
You have it, right?
Well,
oh,
of course.
Can I hear it on Tuesday?
How much money you have?
I think you're going to say not as much as you do.
yeah, right. No, yeah, I'll play it. You know, I'll let you hear a few tunes.
No, I
sure.
can wait. I can wait. I can wait like everybody else. Come on.
No.
You know, hold on a second. Let me see if I can play some music for you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hold on, okay? Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
I wanna be free to know the things. like Sunday morning. Yeah.
To the Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And who I have on the line live, who saved my life tonight, is Nina Ross. Nina, we're back live. Nina, she really did.
That
save
was such me. A great song. Oh, that music! I'll tell you what.
Do you remember that? Back in the day. See, I'm a lot older than you, so you were still playing in the sandbox when I was jamming to that.
No, don't kid yourself. Don't have your listeners believe in that, because I am.
No, it's true. No, well, I'm a lot older than you are, Nina. I'm a lot older than you.
I wouldn't say a lot. I was
hanging out. I was hanging out, and you weren't born yet.
Get out of here.
No, Nina, I was. Was it okay? Let me tell you. You were still okay. I'm not. I don't know. I'm not. Nina, trust me, guys. I'm a lot older than Nina. Because when I was jamming to this song, you were still playing in the sandbox.
You
know
that. There's no way.
Yes,
because I
do.
Remember that song when I was in like junior high school.
Yeah, you were listening to the throwback. You were listening to it when it came out.
Well, you know what? Lionel Richie just redid Endless Love with Shania Twain. And if you can visualize it in your head, and it is such an amazing rendition.
He was one of the great. I think he's one of the greatest songwriters. I met him about 5 years ago, and he is one of the most amazing people that I've ever met. You know,
he's extraordinary.
He's a nice
he's
guy.
A gentleman. Yes, he's a wonderful friend. He's generous and just loving, and he is a true gentleman. But amazing songwriter, great songs. But just the thought, I couldn't really visualize he and Shania Twain redoing Endless Love, because how can anyone redo Endless Love?
Exactly.
But they did an amazing rendition. I think everyone's really going to like it.
Is it out yet? I don't even know if it's out yet. Is it out yet?
It should be. It might be YouTube or something. But
okay.
Yeah.
I'll find it tonight and put it on Post-it. So,
all right.
Where's Kendra? Where's Kendra Ross tonight? Where's Kendra Ross tonight?
My daughter, I believe, is in California, and if she is, I certainly hope she'll reach out.
I know. Wait, I can never, between you and her, you're either in Arizona or Ohio. She's either in California or Georgia. I can never keep up. And you want to know why I can't call you back? Because I never know where you are.
Please, I have the same number that travels with me, and I can generally stay with me in Arizona for the last month. So, listen, anybody who knows you knows how dead on I am with this.
Yes.
You know, never hold your breath in anticipation of a call from you, because you will not be breathing.
Hey, look, you call me. Call me out. Everybody always, like, oh, yeah. You always, see, no one calls me out but you. You call me out. And it's not that, Nina, you know.
I'm 3,000 miles away from you, so I'm good. I can call you out and not worry.
Nina, you know, I love you. And I can't, my mom left like 5 messages and said, you know what, are you going to return my call sometime this month? And I know, guys, you know what, I'm not saving a life, so I'm really not that busy. But I'm busy. It seems like I'm always doing something. And you kind of caught me today. I was kind of like out on the patio at Starbucks. Sort of working and not working.
I have to interrupt you and say, you know, you're kind of like the student who's going to lie to the teacher and does a horrible job at it. If you're actually going to try to convince your listeners that you're busy, you don't post photos on Facebook with you standing against the wall holding it up. So that doesn't fly, because we see that and we know you're full of it. So
No, because one of my friends said, Greg, why don't we get a picture of you dressed in black today? And that was, you know, me, I'm not even thinking, you know, I'm always up for, a shot. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, let's post it on Facebook. I'm like, and then afterwards, I'm like, damn.
Really? You thought that was art? Really? It's just kind of like Ron with the Chandler, the horrible decision last year. You don't listen to people. Because when you're trying to convince someone that you're busy, you don't slap photos up of you holding a wall up. So, you know.
It was just a moment. It was just, it was a photo op. That's what I'm trying to say. It was a photo op. I was walking.
You need to fire your handlers because that was a bad move. And I'm waiting on a phone call and you're holding a wall up in New York. So.
But you know what? I called you, though. We got up. We connected. We did connect,
and I gave
finally.
Three children and aged 10 years in the process, so.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? I already made a promise to you today on my father's grave and my brother's. I will call you every single day. How about that?
All right. Okay.
You guys heard
okay.
that. You heard it here first. And you know what? And before anyone start calling me or sending me email, I see I already looking at my Facebook. I already got emails already saying, why don't you make me that promise? No, no, no. Guys, I promise you, I don't know why I said that. Nina, I said, Nina, we got things going on. And it's business, guys. Everybody else wants to talk to me on a private thing. And I'm not just, guys, I love my listeners. I love my friends. But if I had to sit down and talk to every friend every day, I wouldn't get anything done. So,
well,
guys,
I will admit, I will give you this, because during our call today, we were Skyping, and you tried very diligently to keep your phone away, but
right.
My God, I must have heard your phone blow up every minute,
right. See?
The entire conversation, whether it was text or email. I kept looking at my phone thinking it was me, and then I realized I wasn't that important, and it was you. So, yes,
no,
your phone,
I'm not that important
but,
either. See, thank you so much, Nina, because let me tell you, guys, everybody thinks I'm just like, kidding around when I'm like, you heard my phone, ding, 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 ding. And it's, guys, I don't want to talk to you guys. It's just, I'm like, guys, I got so much going on. And now I even got more things going on. Now Nina comes to the front of the pack because, you know, she's here. And Nina, you always got first priority over all my projects. Because you know how long... This has been, you know, we've been in the works for a long time, and people know that. And I tell all the people that I'm working on a project, like, when Nina's ready, guys, she comes to the front of the pack. And they know, and everybody, and all my business associates know that when, you know, because I was just waiting. And I knew I was going to get the call, and I got the call.
You did. You did,
so,
and I'm
yes,
thrilled. I can't wait to get to work on this. And
it's going to be amazing. I think it's one of the most amazing. I think it's going to be. I've worked on a lot of projects in my life, honestly, Nina, and I think this is the most amazing project that I've ever worked on.
Aww,
you know,
thank you for saying
I
that.
I know. It is. You know, I would never lie to you, and you know, I think I got to tell you this project today we talked about, and you know how much. I love your husband and how much I adore your husband. This project comes in front of him. I got to say that. I got to say that. And you know how much, you know how long I've waited to do your husband's project. Forever.
Yeah.
I waited forever until I met you. And then, you know,
I finally met you.
And
that, you know, it's a process and you have to be mentally prepared. I mean, ever since Lou passed away, I've been getting millions of questions and offers of doing Lou's movie and I never really wanted to do it. I mean, how can you even – I can't even grasp the concept. And so everything is timing and everything. But I knew when we met years ago that the project, when it was time, that it would be you that would have the – you know,
I love you, Nina. Because,
I love you, too.
Guys, you know, Nina, since you've been on the phone, now we're at 7,100 listeners. No, we were at 4 now. I don't know how this happened, but I'm looking at – I can see the statistics as people log on to listen. Now we're at 7,000. You're doing something for my ratings. You know what? You may have to be my co-host.
You think it is? It's because I can call you out where other people wish they could.
Right.
There's no holds barred. We say what has to be said, and we give them good stuff. We give them the latest scoop that nobody knows yet. So.
That's true. That is very true. Nina, don't go anywhere. Let me see something. Let me see if I can play something. Hold on. Let me see if I can play something. I can't believe how screwed up Blog Talk is. See, I can't even play. Hold on. You know what? Hold on. I know what I can play. Hold on. Let me see this. Let me see if I can play this. Hold on.
You need to play
to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And I have my good friend on the line, Nina Ross. Nina, you're live.
Hello there.
Hey, listen, doing that little 4 minute and 24 second song, by the way, was Michael Henderson, who's another good friend of mine. I have like 7 emails from people congratulating you and loving that you can call me out. I'm like, whatever, man.
Speaking of They just need to step up and say it. Maybe then you'll start answering phone calls. You are truly the worst.
And you know, I mean, and you know, it's not purposely though. You know, it's not. It's not.
I know it's not. Here's the thing, and if you did it with me, then I'm certain you do it with your friends, and they can email you and tell you if I'm right or not. When you
right,
say, I will call you in 5 minutes, or I will call you at 5 o'clock, and I clear my schedule and wait for that, and 14 hours later, I get a, you know, I left you a message, that's just not right.
Hey, but Nina, did I call you at 5 o'clock today?
24 hours later.
I don't remember if I said I was calling you at 5 o'clock.
It's been 24 hours since you said that I will call you at 5.
Did I? I thought I was... See, I'm getting old, Nina. I lose track of time. That's how old I'm getting.
You need some ADD medication? Because we can arrange that.
Hey, look. Because I could have sworn the director today, could have heard him say, he's going a mile a minute. He's going a mile a minute. I'm like, that's why I said to you today. I'm like, tell the director, I'm not really ADD. I just think quicker than other people.
And I had to lie to poor Steve by saying that. We may have to do some ADD medication. So no, but I do know you're busy. But you have to just say, I'm not going to call you for 24 hours. Not, I'll call you at 5.
No, but I didn't. But no, I thought it was today. You know, that's how I thought when I said. I know when you said yesterday. I got a text from you, and I said. You said, Greg, call me. You need to talk to me ASAP. And that's when I called you back.
When have I ever texted you? First of all, when have I ever said ASAP? Never, right?
Never.
So if I told
never,
that,
never.
And obviously, you know.
But then you know what? I text you back. I'm like, is everything okay? You're like, sure. Everything's fine. So I'm like, okay, I'll call you in 2 minutes. And then I got on the phone, and I was like, and I told you I was on a conference call. I said, you know, I'll call you as soon as I get off my conference call. I'm sorry. Look, everybody.
And 24
okay, you know
hours
what?
Later, that was a hell of a conference call because 24 hours later.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
That was a hell of a conference call.
And it wasn't that even. And you know what? It wasn't even that even important, actually, because I got. It was with this new artist I got. As you guys know, I have the new artist Katya Grinova, who is the concert pianist. Yes, I got to say it. She's nominated for a Grammy this year, cousin. And more.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And she played, and you know what, Nina? I owe you big because you know what? I invited Nina to the concert, right?
I can't believe you're going to tell this. Yep.
No, because I'm apologizing in public because you know what? There's two people in my life, two people that I tell you that, I mean, all you guys, all my friends know that you're very close to me. I'm very close to all my friends that are friends, and I love all you guys. But... There are two people in my life I could tell you that I kind of like definitely get called back, my mom and Nina Rawls.
Oh, don't do that. Come on.
No, my mom, my mom has called me 4 times and I haven't returned a phone call. And you only called me once. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to call everybody. And everybody knows I eventually get back to them. And again, I apologize because Nina never, ever, ever says call ASAP. Well, ASAP is like 9911 because you never do that. You know, you never do that. And I want to apologize in front of all my listeners and friends that I am gratefully sorry. I'm deeply sorry, and I will never do that again. And I promise you this. I already promise you today. I will call you every single day. You'll be like, damn, Greg. All right, already. Enough.
Yeah, the next time I get on the air with you, I'm going to be saying to your listeners, oh, God, now I can't make them stop.
I'm serious.
Thank you. Apology accepted is fine, but, you know, truly, it is 911, and now you see why, right?
Right. I know. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And just for the record, I got everything you sent me today. Thank you very much. Thank you. And again, I'll send it back tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to this. I am so looking forward to everything, all the projects. I tell you what, listeners, just with Nina alone, I never have to do another project in my life, to be honest. Because we got enough projects to do just with your project, Nina, that I never have to take another project on, really.
Well, no, you can't because we have mine, we have Lou's movie, and then we have, you know, 15 questions series. So
let's talk about that for a second. I was going to ask you about that today, but I was so excited about the new project. That I didn't even ask you about that. Tell my listeners about that project.
Paul, this one is truly, you know, I'm sure your listeners will agree that our society today, everyone is just really looking for inspiration somewhere. You know, the economy's bad, foreclosures are awful, things are just really difficult. And so we've come up with a concept, and, you know, you're part of it, so as you know, and it's called 16 Questions. And it will be a docuseries, and we will interview everyone from celebrities to your everyday amazing, you know, teachers, and they'll all have the same 16 questions. And Greg, you tell me if I'm right. You know, those 16 questions are powerful. I mean, it forces you
very
to really
much
look
so.
In. And it's, it, you know, forces you to really see if you're living in the now. And it's because everyone has a story. Celebrity or not, everyone has a story. And so we're so excited about this project, especially because it's interviewing, you know, people that, you know, the celebrities that everyone loves to watch, but it's your everyday people that really have an impact in our society and life, and with, through their story can give inspiration to people who are maybe going through the same things, or give them hope at the end that, you know, it's not all lost, and it's just, we're so looking forward to it. Just an amazing,
yes,
inspirational show.
It's a great
show
project, called, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that, too. I mean, I got them, you know, I got all these outlines for all the projects you're doing. And when you were talking to me today, I'm like trying to, I got three screens. I'm, you know, I kept looking away at you, but I got three screens in front of me. And I'm trying to, like, take a note and find all the projects to ask you about. But after this project, I was like, whoa, hold on a second. Let me focus here first. Let me focus for a minute.
Yeah, well, we're focusing pretty hard on this first project with, you know,
right.
We can't forget that we have this amazing, you know, 16 questions that can really, anyone can relate to. There's always going to be an interview
right.
that we do with someone that somebody out there can relate to and can go, ah, good, I'm not the only one going through this. So we're
right.
still looking forward to being able to lift people up a little bit and show them that, you know,
right.
their story is just amazing
guys,
as anyone else's.
And listeners, you guys think, I know a lot of people. I don't tell you about the people that I know. It's nothing compared to all the people she knows. She makes my list really small. All the people Nina knows. Nina knows a lot of people.
You know, and I'm grateful, and I'm always thankful. I never take it for granted. I am thankful every day. I thank God for, you know, the ability to have the people in my life that can affect these types of change. And so I am surrounded by some amazing people, and I'm blessed to be able to reach out to you know, whoever's needed for whatever the case is. But, you know, Greg, what you do on your end as far as producing and directing, and let's not kid ourselves, we all know, everyone knows Greg Lasseter. that to be able to put things together like this and really affect a lot of people, because we really need
right.
it in our society today. People are starving for some kind of, you know, something uplifting
right.
in their lives. So.
Well, Nina, you know what? Nina, guys, does Nina helped kids through college. Nina, I mean, given all the stuff that you're going through, God, you know, all the stuff you have to deal with, you still reach out, which I am so amazed by, helping kids go. Nina truly reaches out and help kids get a higher education, do whatever you need to do. Like you're telling me today, I'm like, when I thought I didn't have enough time, when do you find the time and raise a beautiful, beautiful son, Aiden? Aiden is he's an amazing child. I mean, how old is he? How old is he?
Oh, my gosh, he's 6 and a half. He'll be 7 and
he's 6 and a half, but let me tell you, your child, Aiden, is the most well-mannered child, 6-year-old, I've ever met. I mean, like today, I mean, every 6-year-old I've ever met is always all over the place. Today, when we're having a business call, Aiden was like, hey, Uncle Greg, hey, I'm like, hey, and you're like, is he still there? Where did he go? You know, most 6-year-olds are running around. And that child, you've done a great job as a single parent.
Thank you. You know, I always say that at the end of my life, if anything is said about me, if I'm just told or if it's just said that I was a great mother, then I've succeeded in life. Nothing else will matter. So thank you for saying that. He is truly
Mother of the Year, because that child, you know what? He doesn't even act like a 6-year-old. I thought he could be a teenager. He's 6 going on 30.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say, first of all, his vocabulary is far more extensive than mine. So, you know, people are amazed at the things that come out of his mouth. And he truly is. He's just, at least so, oh, God, he's just so sweet and
yeah.
comes up with things that, you know, like on Father's Day, you know, and he'll go, Mommy, let's go buy a balloon because, we'll let it go in the sky, and Daddy's up there, so Daddy can get it. And I just, I just start crying, going,
that's,
where did you come up with that? So, this is an amazing kid. So thank you.
Wow. Well, Nina, I'm gonna try. I got a few other calls that I need to take. I want to thank you, darling, for coming on and saving my life.
I had to reach out there. I couldn't let you struggle. So, even though I like to talk,
I'm like, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, how in the heck am I gonna stretch this out for 45 minutes without music talking to myself?
See, I called you. I knew what to do. So to all your listeners, have a great night. Enjoy the rest of the show. Good luck with it.
Okay. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, right?
Sounds great.
Okay, then. Talk to you soon.
Have a great night. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Holy Smokes and Gee Whiz by Tony.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. I really want to thank all my lovely, lovely, wonderful, wonderful listeners for hanging in there with me. That's for you, because, you know what, guys, you know, the last couple of shows I've been having problems with the audio, and you guys gave me the great love by saying, you know, hang in there, you know. I really want to thank my good friend Nina Ross for helping me out there. You all helped me out, but Nina called in, and, you know, we talked about what's going on our new project. I just want to give a big shout out to, I want to thank my producer, I'm sitting here looking at it, reading the email. I'm going to tell you about The Touch of Reality with Linda Evans, who also has a show, will be on Tuesday, I think it is, yeah, Tuesday. But I want to thank my producer, Brenda, a pain in my ass, Timmer. Yes, I said it. Thank you for, you know, the music and making the show work. I want to give a big shout to Angela, Alec, Angel Girl, baby, listen, mwah, get that house. And thanks for staying up. It's like 2 a.m. Thank you for staying up and listening to The Quiet Storm. Who else I need to thank? I need to thank I got new listeners. Thank you for listening. Thank you. If you guys also want to, if you have a song in mind or a group in mind that you want me to play, just, you know, drop a line on me at Facebook or GregFilms@Hotmail or Greg@ThisGuideToProduction.com. I also want to thank my actors, all my actors at Misguided, all the cast of Before My Eyes. I just talked to another producer today. I'm not going to tell you her name, and another writer. We just did the final rewrite, and it's going to blow your mind. Everybody will be getting a new script, and we'll be shooting the middle of July. So don't get that twisted. Yes, we're going to start shooting the middle of July. Before anybody starts calling me, we're just going to start shooting. We're not going to shoot the whole movie. We're going to shoot some parts of it, the most extensive parts of it. And yes, I'm planning a 5-0 birthday party that's coming up August 20th. And that's right now tentatively going to be at the Dream Hotel on Broadway. I'm inviting 125 of my closest friends. I don't even know if I have 125 friends. Sure I do. But I'm going to invite some of you guys. I'm going to invite all you guys. If you want to come, hit me up. Let me know you want to come so I can put you on the list. So you get an invite. Anyway, I got about 8 minutes left. I hope I can exit the way I came in, meaning that The Quiet Storm. And I apologize again for not playing all the songs that I have from Lionel Richie and the Commodores. And one other thing that I must say, that I'll see if I could do one more show on Blog Talk before I launch G Radio New York City radio station, internet. And therefore, I will have no problems. And you know what? If you guys want, you can listen to The Quiet Storm 24 hours a day or what have you want to listen to. But again, I want to thank you. And I'm looking at the posts of people sending me. And the party is on the 20th. My birthday is on the 21st, which is a Sunday. And I will be the big 5-0. I know I look about 20. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know 20. Yeah, 20. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know. Anyway, I'm going to try to get up out of here right now. I'm going to exit the way I came in. I hope you've been listening to The Quiet Storm with your host, Greg Lassiter. That's me. G Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. This is a holiday weekend in the United States. Drive careful, be safe, and remember this, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you're still among the stars. I love you all. I'm Greg Lassiter. I'm out of here. Peace.